This is KUNM. I'm Nash Jones. There are about 4,000 to 5,000 homeless youth in Bernalillo County alone, making them especially vulnerable during this coronavirus outbreak. The state decision to close schools until April 6th means those kids will also lose the security that education provides them. KUNM's Taylor Velasquez has more.
Right now, minimizing contact with others may be the best thing to do. But those who are experiencing homelessness, especially children, bear the brunt of social isolation, says Steve Johnson, CEO of New Day Youth and Family Services. He says that one thing that can help this community is quick testing, so shelters can stay open while maintaining safe quarantining.
If it takes 3 days to get the test back, we may be frozen in place until we can get an answer back.
Stable living environments are New Day's focus, and they provide access to a drop-in center, crisis shelter, and transitional living programs. But Johnson says because things are changing so rapidly, it's important to call and make sure New Day has availability. Even though offering young people a safe place to be is a priority, Johnson says kids experiencing homelessness and histories of trauma may suffer from the absence of person-to-person support that is essential to them getting back on their feet. For KUNM, I'm Taylor Velasquez.